This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Differentiate between slogans and solutions. All too often, we fall prey to beautiful slogans, to emotional phrases. We start trumpeting the slogan as if it is a solution. Slogans help win elections, not solve problems. Slogans don't solve problems. Slogans appeal to your emotion. They sound good, and many times they're legitimate and true, but they are useless in providing actual solutions. So we need to be intelligent enough to differentiate between slogans and solutions. So for example, we have all heard many of these slogans. Islam is the answer. This is a slogan. Islam is the answer. Well, firstly, what's the question? And then secondly, okay, what do I do with that? Khalas, okay, it is. I agree with you. It's a good slogan. But what do I do with that? How will it answer my problems? How do I battle Islamophobia? What do I do with this counterterrorism bill that's coming up in a few weeks in your own parliament? Okay, Islam is the answer. But what? What is the answer? This is a slogan. It's not an actual solution. Another very good slogan. It's very good. I mean, of course, Islam is the answer. But what does that mean? Another very beautiful slogan. It's true, but it's a slogan, not a solution. We must return to the Quran and Sunnah. I agree, we must. But then what? Okay, I've agreed. Now what do I do? You still haven't told me about the counterterrorism bill. What do I do with that? You're not going to find a Quran or Hadith that is explicitly telling you about what to do, right? Or there are groups that say, we must return to the example of the Salaf or the righteous predecessors. And again, it's a good slogan. It has an element of truth that we follow the Sahaba, we respect the Sahaba, we respect the students of the Sahaba. But tell me, how did those early generations mobilize against the Islamophobic media? How did they challenge their politicians in parliament when their parliament was going to pass anti-terrorism legislation that would actually ban and criminalize religiosity? You're not going to find anything like that because it didn't happen to them. So when you tell me to go back to the past, okay, I agree, we should respect the past, but it doesn't give me what? What does it give me? A solution. This is a slogan. And you know, there's a beautiful incident. You know, the first group to have a slogan, it was a heretical group called the Khawarij. You can look them up. I've given talks about them. A fanatical group, Khawarij. And they were in the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And they opposed Ali. And they had a beautiful slogan. What was their slogan? We want to judge by the Quran. This was their slogan. We want to judge by the Quran. How beautiful. Who doesn't want to judge by the Quran? And they opposed Ali because they said, you're not judging by the Quran. So it is narrated in the books of Tariq ibn Kathir and others that Ali radiallahu anhu called them, their leaders, the ones that were willing to talk to him, to his majlis, his whatever room, and he called for a copy of the Quran to be brought out. And in those days, the copies of the Quran were bigger than this podium because there was no paper. They would write on camel. And it was massive. You might have seen pictures. In those days, the Quran was like 3 feet by 5 feet by 4 feet high. Massive books, right? Because imagine every paper is leather. Imagine how thick you're going to have it. And the copy of the Quran was something kept in the main masjid or something. The houses only had surahs. They didn't have the whole Quran until paper came. So he brought this massive copy of the Quran into the parlor, into his, you know, the legislation room. And he said, In front of these Khawarij, he said to the Quran, judge between us. Of course, nothing happened. He spoke again, O Quran, judge. And nothing happened. Until one of the Khawarij said, O Ali, the Quran is not going to speak to you and tell you the judgment. So Ali said, radiallahu anhu, that's exactly the point. You're calling for the Quran to judge. What do you mean by this slogan? Do you expect the Quran to speak to you directly? What do you mean? It's a slogan, it's not a solution. And he showed them the difference between a good sounding slogan and between an actual solution. In the end of the day, humans have to read the Quran and interpret it. The slogan sounds good, return to the Quran and Sunnah. Okay, valid, but then what? So we need to differentiate between a slogan and a solution. Unfortunately, a lot of times we get emotional and we use the slogan to trumpet any solution. No, slogans have their place and solutions have their place. فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ
تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.